The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for February 19th, 2024. So let's start this week off with one of my favorite game designers in Uwe Rosenberg. So Capstone Games is going to be releasing Uwe Rosenberg's Tangram City. That'll be out in April. It should be about $30. This is smaller and, smaller and a lot lighter than a lot of Uwe's games. You know, he's the designer of things like Caverna. So this is more of a lighter game. This feels more like one of those smaller offerings like Frameworks, Sagani, and Nova Luna, which brings me to the idea that this could also be one of his kind of, like, he likes to do trios of games with kind of similar mechanisms. So, kind of like the Nova Luna and Framework and Sagani, those are all kind of the similar games. So maybe this could be a first one, and he's using the kind of the Tangrams, which are kind of the triangle-based pieces with different kind of configurations of triangles and squares and rectangles and such. But in this one, you're going to be building a city on your player board, and it's going to be consisting of Tangram tiles, which are going to be randomly drawn, so which ones you're going to be using. So you have to balance your city with different kind of the city tiles, city building tiles, and kind of the park tiles. And then depending on how you do that way, you're going to score points. So it's pretty fairly light, very family weight. So with this one, 1 to 5 players, 10 to about 30 minutes, they say, 30 to 40 minutes. So this one should be a little bit, should be a fun one. I want to check that one out. Again, about $30, should be out in a couple months. So sticking with that family weight feel, Days of Wonder is going to be releasing a very quick playing, that newer series of Ticket to Ride games, the quick playing ones. This is going to be Ticket to Ride Paris. This one will be out in March, and it should be about $25. This one plays in, like I said, 15 to 20 minutes with that very familiar Ticket to Ride play style, with a little bit of twist, kind of as you complete routes, different things. You'll, kind of have different abilities and different score, the way you're doing things. This one looks nice, 2 to 4 players. This is kind of probably good for like those holidays and this, those type of family gatherings and such. And on top of that as well, I'd love to hear if anyone out there has played or finished or even owns and maybe hasn't played that Ticket to Ride Legacy Legends of the West. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm really interested to hear some what people have to say about it. So hit me up or just put it in the Major Spoilers Discord under the Munchkin Land Discord there. So I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on it. Next up, Indie Boards and Cards is going to be releasing the next game in kind of the Astro Knights series. This one is Astro Knights Eternity. That should be out, I think this one is this week, and it should be about $50. Now, this one is out. It's like the initial one and kind of the next, it's like the next iteration or the next step for that. And it's kind of, it continues that same gameplay lineage of Aeon's End, which is kind of a cooperative deck building engine. So now the player decks are never shuffled in Astro Knights with the collective goal of defeating the scenario's boss before it destroys that mission's homeworld. All the players seeking to defend it. In addition to familiar structure, like I said, of the Astro Knights game, players will be introduced to all new mechanics throughout this new narrative campaign, along with refreshed elements from the Aeon's End series. So just kind of a updating and kind of a more familiar, but just more of that and continuing that series. I do always like the kind of the campaign elements of that things. Next up, we got a couple of Dudes on the Map type games. Those are kind of like your games that are like Risk or War of the Ring, those type games. So Come On is releasing Dune War for Arrakis. This one will be out next month, be $140. So this one made over $1 million on Kickstarters, and it looks like everything has been pretty much fulfilled, and people are really loving this one. So like most things Simon, there's tons of extras for the game, some expansions and extra add-ons and stuff. So, and they say it's an asymmetrical strategy game fighting for the control of the planet, maneuvering troops like the Fremen and the fearsome Sardaukar while sending spice harvesters into the deep desert daring to challenge the great sandworms. The game features an action dice system with numerous event cards that will enable players to retell the Dune saga differently with each playthrough. So to me, that sounds very similar to The War of the Ring. I think that's what a lot of people have already compared it to. And if you're fans of that game, you will no doubt love this one. Chances are, if you're fans of that game, you probably already got this one from Kickstarter. But either way, definitely check this one out. And of course, as it does better and better, you may see that really huge, crazy deluxe version that they have for War of the Ring out there, those like $1,500 versions that they've got. You may see that in the future of this particular game, but who knows. The smaller kind of dudes on a map game is the next one. This is from Ares Games, is releasing the Jester Games' Barbarian Kingdoms. That one will be out in April. It looks like it'll be about $50. And in this one, it's another asymmetrical competitive strategy game with each player controlling their own kingdom and competing for supremacy over the Western Europe. First player to control 7 territories or to eliminate 2 opposing kings wins. And then on a turn, you've got a bunch of different things you'll be able to, bunch different actions that you're going to be doing. But again, it's all kind of that area control, bluffing, and you got all sorts of good fighting going on. This one is 3 to 6 players, plays in about, and say 90 minutes. I'm going to say probably 90 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how you play it. And it kind of has that medium weight to it. You know, a lot of those kind of dudes in a map are medium to heavier weights. It's probably a little bit lighter than War for Arrakis. But that one is, but it's a little bit more, you know, easier to get to. Whereas War for Arrakis is going to be, you know, you're going to be looking at probably 2 to 3 hours. This one should be a little bit shorter. So a little bit lighter now that we're getting into a little bit lighter one now. This is a, City Games is going to be releasing a new edition of Frank West's older game called Van Doren Gardens. This is called Van Doren Gardens Refreshed. That will be out next month in March for, I believe, $20 is what the newer version is going to be. So again, this is a light kind of tile laying or card laying game. It feels to me like Nemalia, where you're kind of putting these tiles out and they're kind of overlapping each other. But I don't think there's kind of that same space configuration or space confinement that Nemalia has. But anyway, you're kind of overlapping your cards or tiles and you're just trying to score points there. And again, it's kind of like a puzzle in a way as you're playing those out there. This new version looks like they're cleaning up the rules a little bit and making it a little bit better rule book with a better layout. And they're also going to have the solo rules in there as well. Again, kind of a lighter game playing just in about 30 minutes. It's going to be definitely a super filler or that kind of a filler type weight game. And finally, in game news, Ravensburger announced that they're going to have a new Disney Villainous is going to be out this, well, new expansion is going to be out this year. This is Disney Villainous Sugar and Spite. This is with King Candy from Wreck-It Ralph and Shere Khan from The Jungle Book. This one should be out in June. It should be about $20. And they also said there's going to be a new format for releasing these expansions, with it being just 2 characters. The other ones, the older ones had 3 characters in there. This one is just 2. That's probably what's keeping it at $20 as opposed to $30 makes sense. So a lot of times the $20 for an expansion is a better, easier selling model, I guess, than maybe the $30. So maybe that's probably why they're going with this one. So they may also, apparently there, I saw some rumblings about more Star Wars Villainous, either announcements this summer, and some rumors maybe of another Marvel Villainous announcement coming soon too. But as I get those announcements, I will bring them here to the Munchkin Minute as well. Let's head on over to crowdfunding. First up, we've got GameFound. So first thing we've got here is Steam Power. This is by Wallace Designs. This is a new game by Martin Wallace. It says a quick setup and playtime, yet offering satisfying depth. It is a train game. Build the smartest network and reap the rewards. This one is about $100 and it looks beautiful. So knowing how Martin Wallace does his games and those called like the Dry Souls Euro, but I mean that in the greatest sense of the word. If you are a fan of anything named Steam or with Steam in a title, you know exactly what I mean. And this will be up your alley. So this looks pretty good. And again, the production value looks amazing for this one. Again, that is Steam Power. Shifting directions quite a bit is the second one for GameFound. This is A Song of Ice and Fire Tactics. This is a tabletop miniatures skirmish game. Looks like for 2 players. This one is a little bit more expensive. Obviously, this is $260, which should be down from what's going to be closer to $400 on release. And it looks like a pretty cool skirmish game with different scenarios and such. And I know a lot of people in a lot of spoilerites out there are huge fans of this type of game, especially those tabletop miniatures type games. And of course, these These minis will come unpainted, so I can't wait to see. I love seeing everybody's painted minis on the Discord, so I love it. Want to see when you start, if anybody gets any of these in there, to see what, how you painted these as well would be really cool to see. So that's A Song of Ice and Fire Tactics. Heading on over to Kickstarter now. The first one I've got is Ethereum. This says experience victory in a 3D realm of strategy. It's an interesting one here. I do kind of like it. It's, you're kind of programming your actions and kind of has all these different boxes that are kind of forming the main area in the middle that you're kind of playing on and as you're kind of moving on. You know, it's a strategic game, kind of a very much a Euro game, but you're programming your actions and you're moving around there. So it's got about a week to go. It is about half funded. So this is one of those where I would love for you to check it out and see if you like it. The price on here is about $50 for the core box, and the core box plus expansion is about $65. So an interesting one at that, but definitely check it out and see if you like kind of the way it looks. I do like this kind of the 3D kind of Euro vibe that it's got on there as well. This next one is another one of these. I just couldn't believe what a weird, wacky theme, yet looks like a really cool game. This is called Philharmonics Space Orchestra Management Board Game. Become a space orchestra manager and perform magnificent concerts across the galaxy in this unique 1-4 player worker placement game. This one is well-funded. It's got about 3 weeks to go. This is from Arcana Games. This has got some worker placement, some action selection. It's cool because you're going out to different parts of the universe, getting people for your orchestra or different races and people in your orchestra, and then going out and performing with that orchestra. This is a really, really interesting one. This one looks like to get in on there. It's about $80. And I don't know if that's Austria or Australia, but it's about $80 US. And it says the this is going to be about $20 to ship to the US. So that'll be an interesting one to check out. Art looks great. The gameplay looks solid. So this just looks like a real fun one to get in on. And of course, what a wacky, what an absolute wacky theme that you've got here, a space orchestra. Next up, we've got Stefan Feld Collection. This is Nassau and Kathmandu. These are kind of newer games. I think Nassau is kind of a re-implementation of Roman pirates. And I think Kathmandu is completely new. You can get, obviously, one or the other. You can get the classic version. They've got kind of the really, you know, souped up deluxe versions. Those versions, I've seen some of those versions, and they're amazing, and they are worth every penny. I've seen, such great, great production value. I think they're numbered, signed, and everything is just absolutely amazing how they, you know, these, the way that the collection is, kind of the inserts and everything else, they're just completely, absolutely pimped out and amazing. You can get in on this one. You can get the deluxe versions. You can get, we can get a Marrakesh deluxe version, which I really love. God, that's such great. That's a good one. That I've seen that one and played on that deluxe version. You get Nassau, Kathmandu, and Marrakesh for $379, which again is a lot, but if you want these really nice versions, that's kind of what they are. Nassau and Kathmandu alone are $255, or you can just get the regular versions, which I believe are about $80 each for Kathmandu and Nassau. And Kathmandu is a little bit different. It's kind of a dice drafting game where you're kind of racing across the map and then also fulfilling, you know, getting different cards and fulfilling different objectives. And as you're drafting the dice, you're kind of doing different things with them. And depending on what color the dice is and what cards you have, that's going to determine kind of the way the actions go. And you kind of, as you're going across the map, going to different terrain, that's also going to have an effect depending on, you know, the way your board is set up. So it looks like a really cool little Euro game. Of course, it's Stefan Feld. I absolutely love Stefan Feld and all the really cool things that he does in his games. So definitely check that one out, the City Collection with Nassau and Kathmandu. So a couple of the more small, these next two are very, are much smaller projects, kind of almost like, I guess, like Ethereum is too. This one is Everstone. Well, of course, and didn't mean to forget about a week and a half to go on a Stefan Feld Collection. And of course, it's almost it's over $250,000. So that's what that one's got. So this one is Everstone. It's calling Everstone Discovering Ignis. This is a 1-4 player engine building board game with multi-use cards set in a whimsical world. So got about 3 weeks to go. This one will be funded probably by the time you hear it because it's just under its funding goal. This is by Sam McDavid. over at McDavitt. This one is about $60 to get the core game, and there's also a retail pledge as well. It's kind of pretty cool. It's kind of an engine-building game with a really cool little action selection mechanic to it, and you're kind of going out, and you're getting these kind of different relics that you've got to repair and then bring them back and sell them as well. So pretty cool stuff there with your kind of the way you're managing your workshop and the way that the different caravans work, where it's a little bit different setup each time, which is actually kind of cool. I like that sort of thing as well. So definitely check this one out. Everstone looks good. Again, 3 weeks to go. Should be funded by the time you're listening to this. And finally, this is another one where it's got a smaller funding goal of only about $10,000. But this is again, these I like to kind of help out. I like to bring up some of these smaller projects sometimes. This one's called Champions of the Hundred Halls, a co-op strategy card game. It says, harness your magic, an asymmetrical cooperative game for 1 to 4 players with increasing levels of difficulties and endless replayability. So this one to me looks, it kind of reminds me of Sentinels of the Multiverse, the way it looks, where there's kind of a, almost like an environment and then the game itself, like you have a scenario and different, you know, you've got your character that has their own decks, there's realms, there's scenarios, and you're kind of playing against the game. It looks like it's $40 to get in on there, and there's a deluxe edition with some more decks to it. It's only $50 for the extra deluxe edition, so that's not too bad to get in on there. Which looks pretty good. So anyway, I do think this one looks, if you're a fan of Sentinels and kind of want to help out the smaller creators out there, looks like this one is Thomas Carpenter is the author and game designer. So definitely check this one out. You know, could use a little bit of help, and I kind of like this kind of gameplay, so to speak. You know, how the gameplay looks as well. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out my show, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. And probably next week or the week after, I'll have the Game of the Year show, which is always one of our favorite shows to do. As always, I am Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2024 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.